This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into the Kia Studios here in Atlanta, Georgia, the full-time report. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz, and we're going to be pretty honest, and I think you could probably get a little bit of this concept there with the last, 25 minutes or so from the call with Mike and Jason. This is not going to be an overly fun hour of discussion, but it will be discussion nonetheless here. Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here has stuck with me somehow through that game. And we're going to break it all down here. Atlanta United falls once again on the road, 4-0. And unfortunately, it was more of the same. And it was just two very specific things here, Maddie, that have been happening over the course of the season. One of them was my tools to the match. Obviously, they weren't listening to the pregame show. But it's just too easy to score on Atlanta United. And we'll hear the highlights in our next segment or at some point. And obviously for those of you who were there near the end of the first half, mistake right at your own 18. It's an immediate goal. And you just don't make teams work to score against you. We'll get into that discussion as we continue. The other one, Maddie, is that out of halftime, it's been plaguing you this entire season. And within 15 minutes of halftime, what was a competitive 1-0 game was 4-0. The game was over. 3 points were definitely gone. Even rescuing a point at that point was gone. And those are two things that have been bothering Atlanta United all year long, especially on the road.
And I mean, listen, we can't not talk about what happened. I think obviously earlier on with the penalty, the non-penalty given. That's one thing. You're looking at that. You're possibly looking at a different game at that point. You're looking at that one. Then you have the other goal that was called for an offside because from my angle watching the replay again, it looks like Derek Williams gets the header, but Jamal Tiare gets the touch to knock it in. And I believe Jamal was very slightly offside. If that doesn't happen either too, you're looking at a different game. But listen, I mean, we're not looking at that because it didn't happen. So even with that, you got to see a response. I think Jason hit the nail on the head as well. I mean, this team has to be better defensively. Ronnie Dyla said it this week in training heading into this game. They have to be better defensively. They have to be switched on. They have to be ready to go. But that's what happens. You give up one goal. Okay, you can come back into this one. A second goal, okay. You know what? It kind of, you know, can beat you down a little bit, but you still got time to get into this one. The issue is that once it is a 2-0 game, that's when you go into recovery mode. You got to get things going. You got to start switching on. Get ready. Be more focused. Be more accurate. Create those opportunities and close things down. What happened was then you allowed them to score 3 goals in 4 minutes. You weren't switched on. You have to be more resilient in those moments. We've seen it so many times in MLS specifically. How many times millions of teams go down a couple of goals and they're able to come back into this one? That's what we need to start seeing. We have to see more of that resilience and the ability to crawl themselves out of those moments, even though it might seem bleak at times. We have to start seeing that response after those moments.
It's obviously a massive hypothetical. It's the always what if. But if United could have gotten a halftime scoreless, forget the fact that they could have been up. We will have time to get to that. Again, we've got a whole hour. We're going to hear from Ronnie Dyla. We're going to hopefully hear from some of the players in the postgame. And you and I will discuss throughout the course of this next hour some of the other aspects of this. But just the mental drop-off going down after playing what I think was the better first half. The 44th minute goal from Maxi Morales, a bad turnover, as we mentioned. And just mentally, I don't know if you came out of halftime recovered. And it obviously caught up with you, goal two, goal three, goal four, and that was that. Because it did still feel at 1-0 like it was there to be had. It felt like you were the better team. It felt like you had more chances. Obviously, you didn't score, which was something we had talked about over the course of the year, too, here, Matty, is just hey, you got to finish your chances, be more clinical. All the stuff that Ronnie Dyla has been frustrated by in regards to the first half of the season. Tonight was the start of the second half of the season, and it kicked right off at that same level of frustration, that same level of pointing at specific moments of a game where you could have done this, you could have done that, you could have taken charge of a game, you could have buried the opponent, could have been a different game. And then after all that, to go down near the end of the first half, head into halftime knowing, man, we did everything we could and they're still one, and it just didn't happen in the second half. So very, very frustrating, but you still got a couple of road games left here on this run. You're going to have to find points. And the more that you're not able to get even one point now means one of these next road games can't just be one point. It has to be 3 points, and you're going to have to find your way there eventually. We got man of the match in just a moment, but a real quick statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. As Mike and Jason alluded, I didn't see it either. No XG tonight, which is almost probably beneficial, at least on MLS. SofaScore might have had, you know, whatever. XG is a terrible stat anyways. It'd probably frustrate me more to see what Atlanta.
I'm honestly kind of glad it's not there.
I'm not looking.
Because I would have
I could probably find it somewhere, and yeah. I refuse to glance.
Nope, we're not going to.
Possession relatively even, a slight edge. NYCFC 52% to 48%. Shots in favor of NYC 11-8. Shots on goal 6-3. And then obviously there were some key moments for Atlanta United where balls touch the back of net. They don't count. They don't officially count as a shot, all that stuff. We do also have to hand out a man of the match. And Mike and Jason mentioned this guy towards the end of the broadcast and some good work he put in today. You told me off air who you're going with, but let's go ahead and make it official.
Yeah, my man of the match is Will Riley. I think, you go back to that matchup against Cincinnati where he had to step up massively in that moment and probably played more minutes than you initially thought that he would, and he played the entire game. I know that we had given it to Saba Lobjanice, and I still believe that we gave it to Saba Lobjanice for the right reason. He created so many opportunities in that matchup. He was a playmaker in that matchup too. But I also said secondly after that one, if I could give out two, it would be to Saba Lobjanice and to Will Riley. And I think in this one, he absolutely deserved it. He came in, he stepped up in those moments. He was winning balls. He was getting in opportunities. He was creating some moments. He was daring to go forward. He was daring to play. He was willing to not be afraid to step up and create some of those moments. And I think Will Riley's my man of the match, especially you look at the way that he goes out onto that field and he plays with the blood of Atlanta United. He's a homegrown. He was homegrown, born and raised here, comes back to his hometown club and is able to get the start here. And that's what you want to see. That's what you want to see from the homegrowns. That's what we've seen all season long from the homegrowns. And we've seen the development and the growth of all these homegrowns from Matt Edwards to Jay Fortune, Will Riley. We have seen all of these homegrowns step up in big moments and have continuously improved in these moments under Ronnie Dyla. And that's what you want to see. That's important. You know, if you look at positives, and I know it can be kind of bleak sometimes to look at that, but you look at the positives right now, those three players have massively improved this season. And we have seen the starts of a long and prosperous career for both all three of those players.
No doubt about it, and we'll see if Will Riley's performance tonight can net him a little bit more playing time when some of the regulars return. Again, a number of players out due to injury tonight, and many others also because of recent international duty, were at the most limited, if not unavailable entirely. And then Bartosz Leach will be available next match. He was serving a yellow card accumulation suspension tonight. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hope to hear from Ronnie Dyla and other members of Atlanta United at the press conference podium there at Yankee Stadium. That is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. It's Abe Gordon as well on the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The game. Welcome back in the full-time report. As per the usual, the 10 seconds after we break, Ronnie Dyla finally hits the podium. Over-under has hit. And so congratulations to all those who made the smart decision and knew as soon as we broke, as per usual, he would take to the podium. So in just a couple of seconds, once we recorded that, and we'll let you hear that once it's ready. And it looks like it is, Maddie. So let's go ahead. Just a couple of moments ago, Ronnie Dyla, post-game, after a 4-0 loss at Yankee Stadium.
So I've seen it every week. Seen it every almost. So that's normal things. Everybody do mistakes, okay? So I don't. This is not about Brooks. We have done it many times this season. New York City have had 7-8 chances on us in 2 games. They scored 7 goals. You go through these goals, then you will think like, what is this? The problem, that what is embarrassing is what happens after break, because the first half, we have a goal that is offside. Maybe I don't haven't seen it again. We have a penalty situation. We hit the post. We had another situation in a set play of a big chance. They have nothing, and then we give them 1-0. But then we go out, and I don't see enough belief. That this is can we do? I don't see. I talked all week, all year about togetherness, desire to win. I don't see that. So that I have to look at myself. So this I have to take responsibility for. So this is. I don't know what to say about it. It's like it's really embarrassing, and it's nothing to do with New York City. To do. This is whatever you meet, and you come out with 4-0 in this game, and the way we do it. That is not an organized team. That is not a disciplined team. That is not a team that stands together and fight for each other. So that's difficult to handle. Very difficult to handle. I have to say that. You need to play 95 minutes with that discipline. First half, yeah, we can't do so much more. We can just put the ball in the net. This is things that we can do better, of course. But we are a better team than them right now. And I think here we have a very good chance. So it's a big task now. I'm a fighter. The question is, are we believing in this? Do we want this? Are we coming together? Are we getting better? That is the big answer. At home, I'm not worried. With the fans we have and with the stadium, everything, and you know, when we win, we score 3-4 goals. We are capable to do that. And we are better than the opponents almost every time at home. Away, then you have to show character. You have to show discipline. You have to show communication, body language, information. And I see a team that is dying the longer the game goes through. And that is painful to watch. And I'm responsible for that.
When you say that you're responsible, what does that mean? How do you... y'all had
I have to take the responsibility. That's like... If I don't get the best out of the players, then they have to be honest. The players have to come and be honest with me, say what it is. Because we work day and night there. And they also have one of the want. So again, this is not a guy that surrender. This is a guy that wants answers. So, you know, honesty for me is the most important thing. Just tell it as it is. Come together. Want it. I want it. But if I do something wrong, then it has to be told. If we are doing something wrong, and apparently we are a better team at home in a way. So, okay, how are we going to change this? How are we going to improve? Who will want to invest in that? That is the big question, you know? And yeah, it's a lot of frustration. And we cannot come out with 4-0 today. It's impossible to see when you see that first half. I can't understand it. And if they were unbelievable good, I would be like, okay. But that was not the case.
Well, a couple things, and I'll let you finish taking notes. I see you furiously writing, and I'm going to give you time, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here, to get through all this. The largest message I took away from those comments is that Ronnie Dyla is doing everything he can to criticize the players without completely throwing them under the bus. And again, it goes back to what you and I were discussing. It is not a Ronnie Dyla issue. This is a player issue. And I think it's becoming more clear. And again, he's doing his best to avoid directly saying it. He's not sure what players are all in and which players are really about the badge and really about the club. And I think he's moving in a direction towards making some dramatic decisions to find that out. And the players are not living up to, whether they're DPs, whether they're homegrowns, whether they're whatever contract they're on, he's got to find out which guys are in it and care, and which guys are here as a professional soccer player with a nice deal and living up the life of a pro athlete, because he's doing everything he can to not throw players under the bus. But at the same time, quite frankly, that's the answer. Like, quite frankly, and I don't mean he needs to turn on the team or they need to turn on him, but like realizing that it's the players are not getting the job done. And I don't know how many ways you can talk around it without just directly addressing it. That's what I took out of that. And I think he's doing the right thing, and he did ultimately take responsibility. But I think the follow-up question is like, hey, when you say that you have to be better, how do you be better? Because I don't think there's much Ronnie Dyla can change on his end to be better. It is about the players being better, and it's going to be very interesting to see, with another week and a half off, the mentality when they come back on the road against the Columbus Crew, one of the top 5 teams in the Eastern Conference. You got a paragraph and a half over there. I can see it because you chose Red Pen, which is an abomination on its own. What you got, Maddie?
Yeah, I mean, I, I'm a I'm going to go a little bit on a spiel here because I think it relates very heavily. We did a 1v1 with Ronnie Dyla for Soccer Down Here, myself and Jason Longshore, earlier this week. And we talked about one of his coaching journey and, you know, how it's been seeing his development as a coach and watching that throughout the years and how he's grown as a coach. And we talked about a specific time for him when he was at Celtic back in 2014, 2016. Celtic is a big soccer organization, and up there it is very much like it's cutthroat. But there wasn't a manager like Ronnie Dyla. You know, he very open door. He told us in our interview he had a very open door policy. It was, what can you do to help me? Like, how, like, come talk to me. And that's what he was saying in that thing, too. He wants the players to be honest. If it's what am I doing? What do we need to do to get better? How do we come together to fix this? And I think that's a perfect example here. I mean, everyone's going to talk about this, the individual mistakes. People are already talking about Brooks Lennon and that one mistake. This isn't just on Brooks Lennon and that one mistake. This is an entire team thing. This has been happening since the very beginning of the season. It's those small mistakes. It's those things. But for me, it's what Ronnie Dyla said, too. It's just undisciplined at times. And there's no belief and there's no resilience. There's no fight to get back into it. You know, and they can score them as many goals. They can do that. But it's what happens after they score the goals. How do you respond to that? How do you get back into this? And that's what we need to see. That's what this team needs to look in and say, okay, we got to find this fight in us. We have to find it because you have to look in on yourselves and you have to sit there and say, okay, what needs to be done? And, you know, in these next couple of games, you're on the road. You're on the road. And Ronnie Dyla said it. At home, this is a completely different team, especially when you feed off of the energy. You feed off of being at home in front of your home fans. You got to find that fight and that resilience when you're away because you're not going to be at home for a little bit longer. You're not going back home until July. You got to find something. You have to.
Yeah, if you're waiting until you're back at home to find whatever it is, then the season's done. I just don't think there's a path back. If you don't get some points in these next four home matches, the next four road matches, then you could probably put a fork in it. The other thing that I kind of mentioned it to you off air, Maddie, and I may as well say it on air. You've got, 10, 12 days or whatever it is until your next match. The guys are going to take some time off, I guess. If Ronnie Dyla is going to have this open door policy you spoke about, if Ronnie Dyla is going to hold office hours, some of these players need to think long and hard about what's going on with Atlanta United. And they need to be honest to Ronnie Dyla, and they need to be honest to, as a matter of fact, Garth Lagerwey and Chris Henderson as well. And if they don't want to be here because the season's not going well, individually it's not going well, be honest and tell them. And the guys will find a place to move you to. Because this is about dedication. It's about discipline. And there are some guys who are all in, and there are probably some guys who aren't. And if you're one of those guys who aren't, just be honest. Tell the front office and your manager what the deal is, and they'll try and work with you. Now, I say that as we all sit here, and Kirk Cousins was honest and is still here. There's potential you can't move everyone. I get that. But I do think it is, with this nice little break, probably a time for reflection on what's going on right now with the club and who wants to be here, who yearns to be here, and who maybe wouldn't mind being moved. And again, the transfer window is coming. If that needs to take place, I'm sure the guys can make that happen. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk about some of the moments here because, Maddie, it was an opportunity three times over for Atlanta United to take control of this game, potentially bury this game. I think we need to speak directly on the non-penalty because, and I get it, and I joked with you, it's like, hey, we'll talk about it. I actually said, I literally off mic said, unless it's 4-0, in which case that's not that big of a deal.
So you jinxed it.
Maybe. I don't believe in curses. But I do think it is a big deal. Even though it was 4-0, it just changes the game just from where it would
does.
Be. And there's just no explanation you can give me to make me believe it was the right call. We'll let you hear it on the other side, And then Maddie and I will discuss it as well. It's Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I'm Abe Gordon. The full-time report, Atlanta United falls to NYCFC up at Yankee Stadium. It continues in a couple of minutes on Sports Radio 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nine the game. Welcome back in the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. A lot of coverage coming your way from Soccer Down Here. Especially considering Atlanta United's got some extended time off, but the Club World Cup is getting going, including some action right here in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, on Monday at 3 o'clock. It'll be LAFC against Chelsea. So Soccer Down Here, you can follow them on all the socials, and they'll also get some stuff posted on the Odyssey app to the Off the Woodwork page, which you can also find this show. Will be posted as soon as we wrap things up in about 10, 12 minutes as well. So should be a lot of good stuff coming your way soccer-wise in Atlanta. Not as much good stuff coming away from Atlanta United, unfortunately, tonight in the midst of a 4-0 loss to NYCFC. Atlanta United had the better play, in my opinion, most of the first half, but Maxi Morales off of a bad turnover scores near the end of the first half, and then 3 goals given up in 4 minutes over the course of the early stages of the second half. It's 4-0 NYCFC, and the game was done from that moment forward. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. So here's what I want to talk about, Maddie, because and I try not to harp on this too much, because I think in every match you could be like, if this had happened or if that had happened, it would have gone differently. And I try and play devil's advocate on these as much as possible. I know Jason and Mike are asking for penalty shouts all the time. Some I agree with. Some I can see why it was going a different way. I know you and I have had some emotional discussions about you see it one way, I see it another. And I'm a big benefit of the doubt sort of person. largely against my team in terms of I'm not asking for easy penalty shouts. If it's deserved, it's deserved. And if I don't think it should have been given, I'll go ahead and say that. Even if I want it to be given, I'll go ahead and say it. This one, though, is something different. This one, to me, is... And we're actually going to hold on. Will Riley hit the podium right now? So let's go ahead and check out a couple of moments of him before we continue. It looks like they're having some audio issues. He is at the podium, but doesn't seem to be talking for whatever reason. There we go.
We just stopped doing the things that we were doing in the first half, making simple mistakes, and they punished us with a lot of quality. So,
as one of the younger guys on the team, when you see what's happening in these bad moments, what are you looking for from your teammates? What do you want to see? What do you need, I guess?
Eyes and voices looking at each other is the biggest thing for me, but I don't think it's really a younger, older player thing. If you're out there on the field, then it's on you. So I hold myself just as responsible as anyone else.
The first 15 minutes of second half of the season have been a persistent issue with giving up goals. The goal difference is well past 10 at this point. Why do you think that's happening?
I don't know. It's something we got to figure out. I don't know what the problem is, though, but something we need to solve before we head into the second half of the season.
Yeah, and look, it's a tough spot for Will Riley to be fielding questions about what's going wrong 18 games of a season. He's been a member, I think he's, played in three of them, maybe just two of them, and obviously got the start today. Played well. He was our man of the match. But it's unfair to him to try to be answering season-long questions when he really hasn't been involved on the field enough to really get a sense of some of the issues. So that was Will Riley, man of the match. But I do want to go back to what we were discussing here, Maddie, and that is VAR, the rule book, officiating, all of this stuff. And again, like, you can look at any of these games. We've 18 matches now. You could probably look at 18 different games and say, hey, if this had gone Atlanta United's way, the game plays differently. But tonight was one probably the most bothersome all season, if we're going to be honest. Probably the most direct where I say this should have gone Atlanta United's way. For whatever reason, it didn't, and it completely changed the game. It was the 13th or 14th minute when Moronchuk plays a dangerous ball into the box.
Sends it ahead to Moronchuk, who dribbles up to the left. Chuk, who left halfway line. Now he's going to chip it over the top here for TRA. Romero off his line and takes TRA down inside the 18. No penalty. It rolls into the far corner to Riza. TRA is still down.
It didn't look like Romero got the ball
at
all.
We saw as many angles as Apple would give us, Maddie. I just don't see a way that you look at this in replay and don't give a penalty. I just don't understand it. I know Mike and Jason never saw an angle that made them believe it shouldn't have been given. You and I, and again, I try to give the benefit of the doubt as much as possible. Even live action, I said, I want to see it. I want to see the contact. Let's slow it down. Let's zoom in. When they did all that, I just see a penalty. And maybe there was I guess the ruling potentially was that while taking TRA out, he came across the body and got a deflection with his glove to the ball. I never saw a definitive angle that showed that. Even if I had, I don't think it was enough to where you're allowed to take out the man. The ball wasn't gone. It was still right there. That, to me, is probably the worst non-penalty against Atlanta United this season.
I would agree with you, because, I mean, here's my thing, too. We talk about it all the time with clear and obvious and looking at angles and what you have at your disposal. And for me, if you don't have an angle that definitively shows that Romero gets the ball, then for me, it's a no-shout and that it's a penalty. It's a penalty. And for me, I don't, and it's one of those things, he goes through the body of Jamal Tiare to get there. He goes through, he's sliding through, and to me, it doesn't look like he does. But the angles that we saw, I don't see anywhere it seems like that he gets any touch to it. And if he even does, it's a slight. But by the time he's already touching the ball, he has already made complete contact with Jamal Tiare and has knocked him to the ground.
He came in and took the back ankle out from Tiare. That's what sends him to the ground. And this may be a Yankee Stadium problem as well. The fact that we don't have a front angle, that we can't see the ball and Tiare's front, all we see are from the backside, that's probably a Yankee Stadium issue. And if that's the sort of angles, because look, it's 2025. We have HD, we have slow-mo, we have AI, we got drones, we got virtual reality, 4K, stuff I probably have never heard of. The fact that you don't have an angle that can show in a 360-degree stadium whether or not he touches the ball or not, it's got to be a Yankee Stadium thing, is my first thought. It's you cannot allow the league to continue playing in a venue where VAR is affected in that manner. Because, again, you lost 4-0. We understand that. The game is different. And look, you still got to go bury the penalty kick, right? And maybe you do, maybe you don't. I tend to believe that in most cases you're going to hit the penalty. The game is completely different at that point. This is not to mention the near goal that was offsides, right? Derek Williams puts one that seemed to be heading into the goal. Tiare, I guess, wasn't sure. He was in an offsides position, made sure it went into goal, deflected it in. They rule offsides on Tiare. That could have been another goal, and I forgot if it was Moronchuk or who it was hit the underside or hit the crossbar on a.
It was Alexi, yeah. But even Jamal's thing was very. If it is offside,
didn't have the angle.
Didn't have the angle though. But I it goes back to I think the point that I've tried to make multiple times with VAR, because again I don't like to sit here and talk about the refereeing as well. But for me, when you use VAR, it is a tool to help clear up clear and obvious errors. For me, when that decision's played, continues to play on, you get in the air saying, hey, you want to come take a look at this. It goes over to again, take a look at it at the monitor. You sit there for a little bit, and it takes a long time to where you start to think, okay, they're looking at possibly overturning this. For then it to come out and say that there was no foul, nothing was wrong, and that's it. For me, it makes no sense because you don't have the angle to look at it. And even, too, Romero is going through Jamal Tiare to get to the ball. He is not playing the ball. He's playing the man to get to the ball.
Here's what I think they will ultimately end up saying is that we didn't have the evidence to support overturning the call on the field. And if it had been called a PK live, they certainly would have stayed a PK. But I'm guessing, because they couldn't see with 100% certainty whether or not the hand touched the ball, that's what they're going with. Now, you and I both have said, I don't care if the ball and the hand, the glove, got it. I don't think it was enough contact to be able to take out the player. That's its own discussion. There's probably no way around that. I think a lot of times, specifically with goalies, any touch of the ball clears out pretty much any contact. Right. Whether that's fair or not, I think that's what they ruled. And just not having the angle, unfortunately, didn't lead to it. But certainly that's a moment where I look at. And again, you could say that almost every game, but this one was a definitive moment where I look at and say, I don't know how they didn't give it to Atlanta United. And if they do, it's a completely different game. All right. When we come back, we got just a couple of moments left. We'll break down. What's to happen between now and the next game? They got a number of days off here, a chance to reset and get focused in for another road match. That is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. It's Abe Gordon, the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios, full-time report. Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here, Abe Gordon, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And look, Atlanta United is in the midst of a 6-match road trip, although that could potentially change based on Inter Miami and the Club World Cup schedule for Inter Miami, so we'll keep an eye on that. The next game, however, is against Columbus, one of the top 5 teams in the Eastern Conference. It'll be on the road, as mentioned, at lower.com field. And it's another one where, all right, you didn't get even a point against the Red Bulls. You obviously did not get a point tonight. And you just can't rely on getting points at home if you're going to make your way through the table in the Eastern Conference in MLS. And so it's a situation where you've now got to find 3 points somewhere. And we'll find out when that Inter-Miami game happens as we get to it. But you've got, again, what is it? Today's what, the 12th? 11th? 12th. I don't know. Dates and whatever. I know it's a Thursday.
It's the 12th.
Tonight's the 12th. You've got nearly 2 full weeks before this next match, June 25th. It's going to be played on a Wednesday. So you've got almost 2 full weeks off. You'll be fully rested. You'll be ready to go from that perspective. Who knows the mentality at this point? Maybe time away will help. Maybe time away will only further drive wedges. But it certainly will be interesting to see the mindset, the lineup, and some of the decisions that are made over these next 12, 13 days.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see the team come back, and you have to clean up those mistakes. You have to clean up those mistakes. But I think also what Ronnie Dyla said, too, is you got to come back and something has to change. You know, it's you have to show character on the road. That's what's so difficult. And playing on the road is not easy, no matter what league you're in. Doesn't matter if it's soccer, football, basketball. Playing on the road is so difficult. But it shows a lot of character about a team, how a team responds when they are on the road. And that's what Atlanta United needs to do, especially because this road stretch ain't over. It's only beginning. It's only beginning for Atlanta United. You got to find a way to come out and be resilient and to have that belief and that fight. And we need to start seeing that. We need to see that from the team. And with this break, it's an opportunity to have players sit down and reflect and come back and have things change, because it needs to change. It has to change before we get to Columbus. It has to.
We will have the Five Stripes countdown for you in advance of that game. But as Maddie mentioned, it is time now. It really is starting to become push comes to shove situation, because you've got to get points on the road. You cannot just get points at home on your way to try and make up some ground in the Eastern Conference in that table. And you've got to find points now. And it's getting to the part where 1 point's not going to do it. You're going to have to win on the road, something that Atlanta United has yet to do at any point this season, the only team in the Eastern Conference yet to do so. Want to thank Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio, hanging out with us tonight. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, safe travels back from the Big Apple. For Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here, I'm Abe Gordon. Join us again 6:30 on Wednesday, June 25th, for our next broadcast, as Atlanta United will take on the Columbus Crew. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 0, NYCFC with 4. That's going to do it for the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.